Episode 465, You Are Not Defeated.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you doing today? Come in, take a seat. I'm sure you have been just kind of going wild. The week has already started and you're like, I have got so many projects. I've got so much domestic beauty to take care of at home. I feel like I'm coming and going in all different directions and I don't even know when it's going to end. Spring is an awesome time of the year, but it does bring some heartache. It brings heartache because what we think should be blooming in our lives sometimes doesn't. You know, winter from the frozen and the yuck and the muck, and you think, oh my gosh, I know I've got this amazing plan for me and I've mapped it all out and it's been in the making for 3 years. And now all of a sudden you're like, okay, it's time to blossom. Everybody's supposed to come and recognize that this is it and there's no stopping you. But all of a sudden the doors close and nothing happens. You are not defeated. We feel defeated, though, sometimes, don't we? How do you react when those doors close? When you don't get what you want in life? Maybe those doors aren't closing for you right now, but maybe it's something you've experienced in the past. Maybe it's something that is going to happen in the future. In your journey, we all deal with not making the grade. We all deal with not being the winner. We all deal with defeat. But I'm here to remind you today that you are not defeated. When you feel that, though, do you fall in line with frustration? Do you fall in line with anger, maybe even rage? Asking, why me? You are not defeated. But it's during these times we do feel defeated. Why should you have to wait? I mean, come on. We're in the fast food society. We want it now. We planned this out. We worked. We were diligent at it. We scheduled it all out. There is no reason why I am not successful right now. We don't like it when those doors close. We don't like to be told no. We don't like to be told not now, not ever. You are not defeated. The doors that close, you say, but Christiane, they shouldn't be closing. They need to be wide open. I mean, come on, look at this. How much more detailed can you be? I've got it all laid out. I've worked so hard. Napoleon Hill says, when defeat comes, accept it as a signal that your plans are not sound. Rebuild those plans and set sail once more toward your coveted goal. When defeat comes, accept it. When that defeat comes for you, what are you quickest to do? Oh no, back off, go away, I'm not going to accept it. We like lock our arms as far as we can. We close our ears to anything because we don't want to hear that we didn't make it. Some of that stems from just growing up as a child, your experiences. Maybe for your whole life you felt like you've always had to prove something, and another closed door means that you were not approved. You were disproved. You were thrown to the side. You become defeated, though, when you allow the closed doors to shut down a dream, a project, a wedding. Defeat only comes when you give in to it. When you say, okay, and you throw your hands up in the air and you walk away from everything and you say, I'm finished. I'm done. Life isn't so simple. We talk about the KISS here a lot, the keep it simple strategy. But what life deals us, the cards that we're given, the paths that we're on, the things that we choose, our actions that we take, our reactions to things that are thrown in our footsteps, in our path. You see, that's where we become defeated. When we allow ourselves to become engulfed with the negativity, engulfed with the idea that I cannot do anything more. But you see, you can, because you are not defeated. You got to turn to God. Nothing is too big for God. He knows the plans for you. The timing is in His hands. Did you ever think that that closed door may actually be a blessing in disguise? Did you ever think that the stuff that's happening in the office, the craziness that's happening there and the chaos, the changes that need to be made are happening because they need to be happening? Maybe it's been years in the making, but you just happen to be the one now who's the bowl in the china closet. And there are days that you do feel that way. Maybe it's months that you feel that way. Maybe you've been in a marriage and you feel like you've just been hitting a brick wall, not even a brick wall, more like a stone wall. You feel battered and bruised. And you're just like, I just can't fight for this marriage any longer. I'm done with this. When you're ready to give in, then you are defeated. But you, woman of impact, you are strong. You are sound. You are mighty. And you're incredible. And your endurance you have to carry you through what you see as a defeat is actually a success in the making. Defeat is a success in the making. Don't throw up your arms. Keep yourself together. Turn to God. Ask for help. Let Him carry you. Let Him guide you. Because one door closed is another door opened. You are not defeated. You are loved. Go out and make today an amazing day. And like Napoleon Hill said, when defeat comes, accept it as a signal that your plans are not sound. Rebuild those plans. Rebuild the plans. Pray about it. Give it to God. And set sail once more toward your coveted goal. That means what? Keep moving forward. Don't wait. Because one door closed is another door open. You are not defeated. You are so loved. And I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.